Blog Talk Radio.
Hello, everyone, and welcome to Get the Answers to Life's Questions. I am your hostess, Barbara. I am the divinely anointed, appointed, activated, incomparable Barbara Amazing Grace Reynolds. This is a show that I was guided to create so that people could ask questions about their lives and get the answers from a higher source, from your guidance, instead of coming up with things from their own mind. So that you could actually move beyond what you know and start creating what you truly desire. So if you have a question about your life, then feel free to give me a call. What I do is I'm a freedom and empowerment life coach. And that's really what I want to do. I want to bring people freedom. I want to bring them back into their own power. I want to help them to understand who they are and what their life is about and what it has the potential to be about, because you're not stuck in those old beliefs. You're never stuck, and you can always let go. And letting go is usually one of the themes that guidance gives when I'm working with anyone. It's all about letting go so that you can move forward in your life. Because as long as you're holding on, you can't move. So it's when you learn to open your hands and just let go that you begin to see the changes that you are looking for. And sometimes that can be so incredibly frustrating. And sometimes it can seem so incredibly difficult. But it does work. It really does. And I was gifted with a beautiful method called energy upcycling that helps people to let go. To let go of their beliefs. To let go of them on every level of their existence. So that that belief is no longer a part of who they are. And I love the work that I do. Truly love the work that I do. So if you have anything that you're wondering about, having questions about, wanting to let go of, the number to call is 646-716-5045. That's 646-716-5045. And you can also learn more about what I do by checking out my website at divinelyguidedhealing.com. And if you have a question for me, you can send it to barbara.healing@gmail.com. All right, and I'm now opening up the chat room. So if you cannot call and you want to go online and ask your question in the chat room, you can do that as well. And I think I am about ready to start. So don't forget, when you call in, press the number 1 so I'll know that you want to talk to me or ask a question. And even if you don't press the number 1, if Guyton says you need to talk, I will click on you anyway. Of course, if you've listened to me for a while, you already know that. Okay, we will go to our first caller from area code 917. Hi, who's this? Area code 917, are you there? Area code 917? Hello? Area code 917. Okay, I will mute you and move to area code 610.
Hello?
Hi, who's this?
Hello?
Yes, you're on the air. What's your name?
Shayna.
Hi, Shayna. What can I do for you?
My question was that I have a custody hearing coming up, and I'm wondering, do you see me getting custody of my children back?
I'm seeing them being pulled backwards and forwards. I'm not seeing them actually going one way or the other. It's like it's just still an ongoing battle.
Mm-hmm.
So you have some fears around your children. What are you afraid of?
I'm afraid because that I know that my husband, that he, their father, he drinks, and I'm worried about their safety. And he had gotten custody at the time because I didn't have a place, but now that I do, I'm going back for a custody modification. Is that what's going to happen with me and him? Not together. I don't know if we're going to get back together or not.
He's very angry at you.
And I don't know why.
Let me see if they'll tell me anything. It feels like you plotted against him. You weren't on his side. You weren't with him. You were working against him. It's almost like you abandoned him. He's saying that the whole fault of the whole situation is yours. He's blaming you for everything. That's why he's mad.
Yeah.
But I don't really see that you really did anything wrong. So that's just his thing. That's not yours.
Okay.
Let's do a little clearing work with you to clear your energy around all of this, so that you have the freedom to move forward. Because as long as you're in that fear and that worry and all of that, you're not allowing yourself to move forward. You're not allowing things to flow.
Mm-hmm.
Okay, so the goddess Ass is going to come in, and she's going to talk with you. And while she's talking, she's also going to be clearing you. So I want you to just relax, listen to what she says, and let go. Okay. Here she is. The first thing we want you to do is we want you to forgive yourself, because you are blaming yourself for the choice that you made as to who you married. You are seeing that it was wrong, and you need to let that go. You need to let that go. Please, let that go. Because it wasn't wrong. You got beautiful children out of it. How could it be wrong? So let that go. Let go of the whole sense of wrongness. You now see that he is not the one you want to spend the rest of your life with. And there is nothing wrong with that. And so you have made a choice to move forward in your life and to move forward with your children, to allow them to have a better life. And there is nothing wrong with that. You deserve to have a better life. Your children deserve to have a better life. They deserve to be loved. They deserve to be cared for. They deserve to be nurtured. And you are the one that provides that for them. There is nothing wrong with you getting custody of your children. And we are clearing out all those old beliefs and judgments and things that have been coming up in you that say this is happening because you were a bad person, because you did this wrong or you did that wrong. And we're just clearing all of that out. Because you don't need to live in punishment. And so we are letting that go. We are letting it go. Letting it go. Letting it go. We want you to take a nice deep breath and just let go. And we are bringing you into the energy of loving and accepting yourself. And living your life based on what your heart is guiding you to. You are not here to live according to anybody else's beliefs or standards. No one else has power over you. No one else has power over you. No one else has power over you. You are the authority in your life, and you are the most important person in your life. And when you are following your heart, you are doing what is for your highest good and the highest good of everyone else. And so we are opening you up to loving yourself, to accepting yourself, and to let go of all of the judgments about you and what you did, what you thought, and what you said, and all of those things. We're just clearing all of that out of you because you don't need it.
Do you see me getting back with him or no?
We don't see that you need to get back with him the way things are now, because you should not live with someone that you cannot trust. And as long as his priority is in a bottle, then it's not in the marriage. You deserve to have someone who loves you and adores you and is there for you, to support you, to let you know that you are valued, someone you can depend on, and someone who can depend on you. You deserve to have a wonderful, amazing relationship. And you do not have that with him, and you will not unless things change. So if nothing changes, we see no need for you to go back into that relationship, which does not work. Do not keep doing what does not work. It will just continue to not work. Let it go. And for now, make understanding yourself your priority so that you can be the very best person that you can be and that you can love your children and guide them in the way that is right for each of them. So let go of him. Let go of the marriage. Let go of that whole relationship. Just let it go. And if things change and you decide to get back together, that's fine. If things do not change and you do not get back together, that's fine. What's important is that you are living your life, that you are making your choices. And take a nice deep breath. How does that feel?
Great.
Yeah, she cleared up a lot of the old emotions. It's important for you to realize that you didn't do anything wrong. So don't blame yourself. You didn't do anything wrong. And you deserve to have your children. So let yourself know that. And then I see that it should work out absolutely fine. You should end up with the kids and it should be great.
Okay.
So just go into that knowing that you are a good person. You are a good mother. And your children love you. Oh, they love you so much, and they miss you. So move forward doing what you know is right from your heart. And please don't try to save him. That's not your job. And he doesn't want to be saved anyway. So just let that go. Okay?
Okay.
Alrighty. And let me know how it goes.
I will.
Alright. Thanks for calling.
Thank you.
Bye-bye. Okay, let's go back to area code 917 and see if our caller's there now. Area code 917. Area code 917. Okay. Then we will put you back on mute. And we will go to area code 503.
Oh, my goodness.
How are you?
I'm doing great, Dawn. How are you?
Good.
Okay, what's up?
Well, I called in to see what the goddess asked, wishes to communicate to me today.
Ooh, okay. And you don't have a question for her or anything?
Oh, I've got lots of things up, what did I want to, I don't know, tomorrow's my birthday.
Well, happy birthday. Wonderful.
I don't know, I mean, I think there's something magic about 42. When I had my kind of one of my,
just kind of jumped back to the information I was shown about Jonathan's job coming through. And the information I got around the timing was 4 plus 2. And at the time I thought, oh, well, what kind of information is this? This is, intuition is so weird sometimes. How do I interpret this? And I thought, oh, well, 4 plus 2 is 6. It's 6 weeks. And then 6 weeks came and went and his job didn't come through and blah, blah, blah. And, he gave notice, and he thought I was absolutely crazy for thinking that he should just move in with me. I don't know. I'm a little bit, I don't know. I'm trying to be in the peace and the trust, and I'm a little bit kind of wondering why I didn't hear from him yesterday, because he suggested that we talk yesterday, and then I literally didn't even get a message. But again, I don't know what's going on. He's in New York, and he's like at this, he's been at a United Nations basically, so he might be busy. But he also might have flown back, and he knows I wanted to spend my birthday. Anyways, I wasn't going to talk. I was just going to ask what you think. But I guess the question is, if there's any intuition guidance about 42 or just anything else. Also, this week I was declined on that refi of the loan, which I'd kind of been working on for 3 months. And all that was related to student loans. So I know that I just need to get a different product that actually will take into account the student loan aspect and not just deny it for that reason. So I'm talking with someone at 1 o'clock today about the USDA rural stuff. So which may be exactly the right kind of situation. So, and he's pretty dedicated to help me. So that's everything that's going on. Now you've got a lot to go on.
Hey, I just have
no longer
you need to say it, so that's it.
Okay, well, that's what happened. I'm feeling a little
okay.
bit insecure, but also trusting, so.
Well, you've got to let go of the insecurity. You know that does you no good at all. Okay. So here is your lovely goddess and what she wants to say to you.
Okay.
Relax. Breathe. Relax. Breathe. Relax. Breathe. Stop trying to find what you did wrong. You didn't do anything wrong. You are learning how to listen, how to accept the guidance that is there for you. And we will admit sometimes the guidance we give is kind of vague, and it's that way intentionally because we want you to let go. We want you to just let go, let go. Let go and let it be whatever it is meant to be. You do not need to know exactly when anything is going to happen. You just have to be open to allowing it and to receiving. Let go. Let go. You know he loves you. You already know this. You can see it. You see it in his eyes. You hear it in his voice. You love him and he loves you. So we're not really sure why you go through these phases where you start to fret and worry about it all. It doesn't bring you happiness, so why on earth do you do it? Let go. Let go. Let go. It really is all going to work out fine. And the more you let go and just allow yourself to trust that it is working out fine, the faster it can happen. And you don't need to know exactly when it's going to happen because that is determined by so many different factors, including whether or not you're worrying. You're worrying. Stop things. Stop worrying. Just breathe and let go. And since tomorrow is a special day for you, you know in your heart that he's working on something special for you because he loves you. So why are you worried? Why are you worrying about anything? Let go. Let go. Let go. This is the time when the energies on this planet are really conducive to bringing you what you have desired, to having all of your dreams fulfilled. It is becoming easier and easier and easier for that to happen. Let it happen. Mm-hmm. Focus on only what you desire and let it come to you. Open your hands and allow yourself to receive. Open your heart. And let the good come to you. Open your mind and see the beauty in every situation. We're seeing your life get better and better. We're seeing you with the one that you love. We're seeing it all working out in ways that are far better than what you've ever imagined. This come to you. Let it come. And there is no timeline for it. Just let it come. The more open you are, the faster it comes. Which is why we usually don't give you time. Because then people start restricting flows so that they match the times that they are given. So we don't give time so that you don't need to restrict the flow so that you can have it even faster than if we told you a time. So stop asking for time and just let go. Let go. The only time is now. The only time is now. But be who you are. Be who you are right now. Accept who you are right now. Open up to receive right now. And allow the miracles to flow. Okay, I'm seeing things getting really good.
that was
everything working out, and working out beautifully. So,
thank you.
Stop worrying, Ooh. Woman.
Okay. Thanks, woman.
Blessings get better and better and better. That's what I'm seeing for you. That's the way it's meant to be.
Yay. Thank you. Thank you. Thank you. Oh, that was deep.
Yeah.
Thank you.
But she's sprinkling little glittery stuff on your butt, and I have no idea what that means.
On my butt?
On your butt, and I'm thinking, why is she sprinkling glitter on her butt?
On my butt? Oh, that's interesting. Well, maybe it's, I don't know. Maybe it has to do with the base of the spine.
maybe she's getting your butt moving. Who knows? I don't know.
Bit of a fire under my ass. Oh, that's funny. Wow.
Oh, that is.
Oh, it's funny. Hey, by the way, I watched The Goop Lab last night. Have you heard of this?
No, I haven't. It's
kind of interesting. She has, it's a new thing out on Netflix, and they show a segment on network spinal, which is the kind of chiropractic I've been doing, and it's pretty interesting. So there's a 24-minute or so section on that, and then the next series is actually on intuition, and they had a clairvoyant on there and a medium. And I was like, wow, this is really, so I was watching and thinking of you guys. You might want to check that out. It's kind of entertaining and actually pretty cool.
Okay.
Now, The Goop Lab, Gwyneth Paltrow, Netflix. Goop Lab. And I think the intuitive one is the sixth episode. It's the last episode of the first season. And the one on the spinal care is right before. So maybe the glitters was like, you know, the cross between the spinal stuff and then the, who knows, the intuition. Maybe I'll just stop trying to figure it out.
Yeah, just enjoy it. Yeah.
Thank you, Barbara.
You are welcome, Dawn. So get out there and have fun. And I am showing
okay.
you are going to be having a lot of fun. So let it happen.
Good. Okay. Have a beautiful day. Thank you.
Well, enjoy your birthday.
Thank you.
Enjoy every day, but yeah, enjoy your birthday.
Thank you. I intend to.
Good. Wonderful. Fabulous. Oh, it feels
Yay.
So good. Okay.
Okay.
Talk to you later.
Yep. Bye-bye.
Okay. Bye-bye. Oh, my goodness. I just love you guys and the energy you bring. Oh. All right, let's talk to Nathaniel and find out how he's doing today. Hello, Nathaniel.
Hello.
How are you today?
Oh, wonderful. How about yourself?
You went through what do you guys want to call it? You went through a major change over the last few days. You have seriously let go of a lot of stuff. And you are moving down that beautiful path that is there for you. How do you feel? Do you feel different?
Yeah, I was feeling depressed last night, but I woke up at 2:30 in the morning, and I hadn't been able to get back to sleep. So I've had a kind of a half sleep this night, but it's easy to be positive when I'm talking to beautiful people like yourself.
Oh, so have you tried getting out the pen and paper when you wake up at 2:30 in the morning and seeing if there's
I've done that, yeah.
Have you been getting messages when you do that?
Just one that says, what I got, love is the most important thing. Get some and give some. And then, and then the message tonight was, good changes are coming soon. That was all, but I wasn't able to get back to sleep. And I've been taking some sleep medication, and I took some new stuff, and then I took the regular stuff about 2:37, and I still haven't been able to get back to sleep, so I'm still a little groggy, and I don't know what to say, you know. So I'm only getting, 4 hours of sleep, or 4 or 5 hours, but at least I'm getting something, I don't know when that's going to stop, because I'd sure like to sleep in to at least 6 or 7 or so.
I can understand that completely. One of the things they're saying is that when you wake up, don't fight to get back to sleep, because it sounds like you're making it a fight, and it shouldn't be. If you want to just, lay there and give yourself permission to just lay there. That's it. Don't tell your body it has to sleep. Don't think about, I need my sleep and all of that. Don't go there. Just give yourself permission to just lay there and do absolutely nothing else.
Yeah.
When I do that, I usually fall back asleep. It's when I'm looking at the clock and thinking, oh, my gosh, this time has passed, and I have to do this later and this later and this later. Then I never go back to sleep. But when I just lay there, close my eyes, don't look at the clock, and say, I'm just going to lay here, I usually fall back asleep.
I might try to get a nap during the day. Usually I can't nap, but, missing all the sleep day after day, and was feeling kind of groggy yesterday, and I don't know. But I'm still fairly optimistic, I suppose.
Okay, well, let's see what the goddess asked needs to say to you and what she wants to clear from you.
Great.
Here we go. One of the things that we have been telling you for quite some time now is to stop fighting. And that's what you do sometimes, especially when you wake up in the middle of the night and you're thinking, oh, no, not again, and I'm never going to get any sleep, and you go down that path of everything that's wrong. That's you fighting. We want you to stop fighting. When you wake up in that middle of the night or early morning, accept that you are awake. Just accept it. Don't turn it into anything. Get out your pen and paper. Write down whatever messages are coming to you. And just let go. Let go. And if you feel like you don't know what to do, then think of something that you enjoy. And if it means that you're going to play music in the middle of the night, then play music in the middle of the night. If you feel like you need to soak in a hot tub, go soak in a hot tub. Do whatever feels right to you in that moment. Do not make it a problem. There's a part of you that really, really wants to make it into a problem, and we are clearing all of that energy out of you. Because it's not a problem. So it's not something you need to solve. It's not something you need to fix. Just let go. And allow yourself to be. Even if it is 3 o'clock in the morning and you want to be asleep, allow yourself to be. Just be. Some people find that when they wake up in that early hours of the morning, they get inspired to write. You may be inspired to write music. You may be inspired to listen to music. You may be inspired to clear something out that has been in the way for a long time. Look within yourself and see what your heart is telling you. It is not a problem. It is an opportunity. So allow yourself to see what is there. Allow yourself to see what is being shown to you. Allow yourself to be okay with what you are experiencing. Just let go. Let go. Let go. And this gives you the freedom to go back to sleep. It gives you the freedom to just be you. You don't need to fight. You don't need to medicate. You don't need to worry. You don't need to doubt. You don't need to fear. Let all of that go. And just accept what is. Now, how does that feel?
Wonderful. Good, yeah.
Yeah, let go of the whole idea that there's any problem, because there isn't one. There truly isn't one. Everything's okay. Even if it is 3 a.m. and you're awake, it's still okay.
All right. I hope that works.
She assures me it will, if you just let go. Okay.
All right. Well, thanks, Barbara.
You are welcome, Nathaniel. Have a wonderful day. And if you feel the urge, take a nap, okay?
Okay. Bye-bye.
All right. Bye-bye. And our next caller is from area code 513.
Hello there.
Hello, Leanne. How are you?
I was just waiting for you to say that first, you know. I'm very well. How are you?
I am doing great. So what interesting things are happening in your life?
Well, I just flew back home. We got in last night. Everything was really easy and feels really good. And was positioned next to a gentleman who is literally a world traveler, and it inspired me to write today. And also, I know I'll write more with that, because that's kind of more than metaphorical for me, and my own vision of, you know, the travels within myself and then what I see for myself. So it was pretty exciting to actually have that, the experience that I've had. Just a really nice gentleman and interesting, and he showed me a globe literally on my phone where his friend did. It's called Ben, and it showed me everywhere he'd been and what he does. And it was interesting. It was just one of those where, like, there was no censorship in the conversation. He was probably in his later 60s, but just, even like politics and stuff came up, and I more listened, but it was just one of those exchanges where it didn't matter what side of any fence anyone was on or what anyone was holding as a belief system. It was just human beings connected to humanity. And I guess I was open, and he was open too. And it was just really nice. And Barclay was a gem, traveling yet again. So it was just my husband saying it's so cold in the house.
Well, it sounds like you had a wonderful time.
Sorry, I didn't want to have a background noise. Now, I haven't had any of that while I was away. Oh, actually, that's not true. I did. I was with my mother and my stepdad, so that's not true. So, yeah. I didn't go on an island by myself. Okay, that was an odd moment. Sorry about that.
That's okay. So,
but it's all good. But yeah, it was just a neat experience that spoke to me more than just the exchange itself.
Good. Okay, and there's something going on with you. What is it?
I was supposed to answer that. I think I'm just getting grounded here, so I don't know. I started a book, too, while on the plane, which I normally don't bother to read. It actually it's called Secrets of Yourself. And that was given to me, and I finally actually read it, so I couldn't end that jerk a bit yesterday, so I'm going to read it more today. So I think that it's about, you know, talking about my body being the sanctuary of every single cell. And, you know, it's funny because there's been an intrinsic and an innate knowing through this, you know, interesting stance with my own body over the past several years, and now it sort of brought it home. So there's even more opportunity to go deeper and to just really be with that and to really be grateful and be, you know, just smiling at myself, you know, and realizing that they are present moment responders. So whatever I ingest, I mean, all of it, the awareness is really, more of the content is right, I'm right on the brim, it's right there. So that might be, I'm kind of feeling it and looking at things and just kind of going, huh, okay. Wow. So I might, I'm going to I think an interesting space is maybe settling in too, but also realizing that it is each thing, each thought, even having to catch myself with me, even just now just jumping up, I didn't have to jump up. So it's being more conscious of all of that and how I, it's not about blaming or, you know, looking for cause from that perspective, but looking at the transformation and the ability and the kind of the wizardry of us and of myself. And it's been given the whole time, so it's powerful when it all kind of comes together. I feel like that's what it's bursting even more, expanding.
Okay.
And not knowing what's next, not knowing where I'll be, not knowing anything. That's kind of the other part. I don't know. I know everything's quote unquote okay from the perspective of, you know, the blessings are tenfold as far as the physical world and as far as, you know, but there's a part of me right now that's just kind of opening to just let that uncertainty just kind of breathe and release the stuff. You know, there's still, obviously, for me, I could tell there's still more to release because that will come things up.
Yes. I can feel that. I can feel... Let's just tell her what I'm feeling. Or you guys have a message for her? What do you guys want to do? Okay. The goddess asked, wants to just give you a message. She says, I don't need to tell you what I'm feeling. She'll tell you what you need to know. Okay. So here she is. Sorry. It's time. It is time. It is time for you to move to a deeper level of yourself, a deeper level of your understanding, your understanding of life, your understanding of who you are and why you are here. It's time. You have been taking this step by step, and that is wonderful. And you have been letting go, and that is wonderful. And as you are letting go, as you are going deeper, as you are seeing more, feeling more, knowing more, you are opening up more. And as you open up more, there's more for you to see. There's more for you to feel. There's more for you to know. There's an unending supply of more. And so we are taking you into the more, taking you deeper into the more, deeper into the more. And you will discover new things about yourself, new things about your life, and what it is you are here to create. So don't ever think you've got it all figured out, because you're never going to figure it all out. You're not supposed to.
Oh, no, 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 no. I'd be done just, here if I figured it out.
Yeah. Just relax and be. Relax and be. Yeah. And who you are being is always changing. But you already know this. And continue to let go.
Yeah.
And we see you becoming aware of some new gifts that you have, gifts that you've never recognized before. And we see this having a significant impact on your life, so please don't think it's anything wrong, because it's not. It's just changing. You are changing. And we welcome you into your new life, into your new way of being. And just breathe and relax. And allow yourself to truly be. We love you. We love you. And we always will. Okay, that's what she wanted to share. It feels like you're right on the edge. And you're about to step into something. So,
yeah, that is what it's exactly. Yeah, it's like, okay. Yeah.
Wow, this should be fun. This should be interesting.
Yeah. It just feels like, okay, all right, I'm okay. You know, it's like I'm not resisting it, which is really nice.
Yeah,
and I'm open and I'm curious and I'm just kind of letting it. Yeah, it's kind of just the flow. Just let it flow and let it be, and just watch too. Kind of just observe it as well, because there's a lot of new as well. You know, it's like there's things that you know you write about before you ever have the experience, and then you have the experience, or then the knowing is there, but it's not knowing at all. It's the knowing that connects you to thing that, you know, it just always is, and then getting to see it expand, that's what I feel is just like something, because it's constantly unfolding, so, but it's not me just saying it now, like I don't know that I was just saying it before, but you know what I mean, when it changes and shifts again, and it, you know, that shape shifting, that's what I feel like, so,
good.
You know, and the thing about what truly matters, is that it's like, that core, and you know, the thing about love, it's really, you know, just to know what was in myself and what I can shift so then what emanates through me, you know, can reflect that is just potent medicine.
Yeah, wonderful.
You know? Yeah, so that's, yeah, it's.
This should be fun.
I thought it was fun. Huh?
I said, this should be fun.
Yeah. And the other part was I kept thinking, you know, yesterday, I'm going to go fly now. Every time I said it, I was like, this isn't just about flying in a plane. I am flying. So it's, keep one foot down here, but, you know, the rest of the world will travel. Yeah. I'm like, my tiptoe needs to kind of at least be grounded there, but the rest is, yeah. And I got the freedom to be able to take this adventure and whatever other one comes with that. So I know there's layers upon layers that I haven't even begun to deal with, so I'm just, yeah. And I also, like, I have to try. I mean, I feel like the guidance is so, like, just putting me right there, and I'm just willing to go. So that's like really, that's probably the most in alignment I've felt in a really long time. So that's a easier feeling, even when, you know, of course, there's bounciness out there, and you know, that I respond to as well within myself, too, and I can look at it differently with less judgment. That's another part. So I guess that's part of the letting go.
Yeah. Wonderful. Wonderful.
So I will chat with you again soon. Thank you very much for coming through and supporting and awesome message, actually. It'll be cool. Thank you.
Well, I can't wait to see what's coming for you next. I feel so good.
I know.
Enjoy.
Now we got my other voice in the background. On that note, yes, I shall.
Like, another excited agreement.
I know, right?
Mm-hmm.
That's exactly the timing. Oh, Lord. All right. And then Dawn was the one who had me get on today, so we had a role reversal because I wasn't looking at anything and just came in from a walk. And she was like, Barbara's on? So I said, oh, the role's already reversed. I love it. And so she got back on to be there with me, so that was pretty cool, too. So, yeah, that's pretty special. That's a
wonderful
circle of love in my life. So. All right. Thank you, and I will be on again soon.
Okay. Enjoy.
Thank you. Bye.
Yes, life keeps getting more and more interesting. The more we open up, the more we let go, the more interesting it all becomes. And so I encourage each of you to let go. Let go. Let go. Okay, let's go to our caller from area code 408. Hi, who's this?
Hey, this is Craig. How you doing?
I'm doing great, Craig. How are you?
Oh, I woke up this morning, and I wasn't doing like most people do. They wake up, and they start magnifying their perceived problems that they think they have in their life, and they start becoming paralyzed by that. They can't do anything. I didn't wake up like that. No, I didn't wake up like that.
Good.
Yeah. I woke up. Huh?
No, go ahead.
No. Yeah, I woke up with an accurate understanding of who I am.
Okay, good.
Yeah. And so when that happens.
Who are you?
Who am I?
Yeah, who are
you? Who am I? I'm somebody when I open my mouth, my lips start moving, and other folk be going, man, I want that guy to keep talking because that guy's talking about something that's going on inside of his heart where God's doing an amazing, wonderful work. And that's what I'm talking about.
Okay. Well, wonderful. So what can I do to help?
Well, you know, there's like, I get this, you know, I understand all this stuff that I'm talking about. I understand it, but
mm-hmm.
sometimes you just need somebody else just to listen, and maybe they'll come up with something that I wasn't looking at, and maybe they'll shed a little light somewhere, and I can take a look at something else and go, that's what I needed. I just needed that little tiny thing, you know, and they don't have to know about it, but I know what I needed because I'm looking for something that's going to help me to be able to do what I do even better.
Right.
Right. So, I'm one of these kind of people that runs on sweetness, you know. I run on sweetness, you know. People try to give me some other stuff, you know, and I say, well, that stuff don't work over here, you know. But they don't hear me, though, you know, when I'm talking. They act like they just act like I'm just like invisible or something. You know what I mean? Because they just go right back into their act. You know what I mean? I'm just like, oh my goodness, you know. And my patience done run thin, and I done, you know, had enough of this, enough of that, and finally had to step up to there and let them know that, hey, look, this is not working. This is why this don't work. You know, And then people say they don't like the way you talk when you do that. And I'm thinking, well, listen, the problem I have is that I'm listening to what they're saying. And sometimes when you listen to what people are saying, you might start entertaining some of that stuff. And when you entertain that stuff, it gets a foothold in your thought process. And the next thing you know, it gets a foothold in your actions. Now, when you see yourself doing all that, you can stop. You can stop. You know you can stop. So I'm tired of people just playing games and everything. We're not trying to play games. You know, if this was a game, I'm way ahead of the game. I'm telling you, game over. This is about love, you know. And, I mean, a lot of people just, I guess they just slow. And they need, and they've been gave up everything that they have about themselves, all their sense. They've been giving it to other people to make sense for them. And then those people are charging them to do this. And I'm thinking, I don't want to do that. I don't want to do that.
Mm-hmm.
Because that ain't where it's at. You know what I'm saying? Like I said, this is about love. And, you know, love means so many things, you know, so many things. You know, but it's about trust and honesty and how you feel. Those are important in a relationship. So let's not lose sight of that. I mean, yeah, the words "I love you," those are wonderful words, but there's much more. Like we were saying, we have to pay attention to how people feel, because feelings are very important if you're going to have a relationship with people outside of yourself, which is obvious that you would have their best interest in your thought process. So you're not playing games. You know what I mean?
Uh-huh.
So I get irritated with the, you know, maybe it's just because I put myself in those positions. I think it's probably because I allow that to happen more than anything, because, but then I think, well, you know, maybe I wouldn't have gone this direction had I been able to see which way I was going. Maybe I would have said, I'm not going to go through all that to get somewhere. So maybe it's a good idea that I'm just going through this thing by faith, you know, and trusting that God is doing these things, and I can continue to talk about the right thing because I'm walking in his love, and I'm walking in his love. Well, then obviously God sees my faith at work in my life, because it demands that I listen to him, not man. So I feel confident in my abilities when I'm communicating. I don't have a problem with that. It's just I have a problem with people that just don't see the gift. When they can't see the gift, that tells me they're blind. And they try to say, well, I'm not blind, I can see you. And I'm like, well, I know you can see my flesh, but you can't see past that spiritually unless God opens up your spiritual eyes. And they can't, and they don't hear. I put my hand up there and go, God, can they see me? He's like, they can't see you. They see your hand going in a circle, yeah, but they can't see you spiritually. And I'm just like, oh, my God. I don't know what to think sometimes. You know, I was thinking like that. But, of course, that was years ago. I've learned a lot since then in my relationship. And I've spent time in the Word of God, you know, for hours and hours and days and days and years and years. I mean, spent time studying, you know, trying to learn. And I've learned one thing since I've come out of the Word of God that has gotten into me. I've learned that man has a lot of say about what comes out of my mouth. And I've realized that when those constant assaults against Christ, those are just reminders to me that God loves me and we can do this, because these people outside of yourself and God lives in you, he's drawing those people into a relationship. Remember the Shekinah glory of God, God's presence, his fire? Well, that doesn't hurt us. No, no, no. It makes everything crystal clear, because the Word of God is a mirror that shows you yourself on the inside. And when you see yourself on the inside, then you see how God loves you, and he made you perfect for a reason. It never changes. It's always that way. But yes, you're going to make mistakes. It's never. We're all going to make mistakes. But at the moment of realization that you're about to make a mistake, or that you perhaps have made a mistake, you have an opportunity. An opportunity to do what? Well, God says everything you see is an opportunity for you to put your faith in him and then learn to trust him in that particular area of your life concerning himself, which is Christ in you, where he sits on the seat of who you are. Now that you have a connection between your mind and your heart, you know, it's like Christ sits there, you're illuminated, you get it. You get it. And now you get to sit down and listen. And then when you learn some things, because you think, because when I had to slow down, I was slowing down. I started seeing how I was like, everything just started coming into focus. And I started realizing as I seen myself going back further and further, I was thinking how far ahead of God I got. And it just made me want to get on the ground and just say, God, I'm so sorry, God, I'm so sorry. You know, I didn't know. And he just, and that's when you acknowledge him. And then he picks you up, because that sacrifice, because you're a living sacrifice, when you make it about you and it's not about you, then you make it about him. That sacrifice, he consumes that, so that he puts you on a higher, up here higher. You know what I mean? If people see that God's using you and they see God working in your life, they can esteem you higher than themselves because of what he's doing. Remember? It's all sweet. I'm telling you, if I could convey this outwardly, God, where people can understand, that would be amazing. But I try, and I try, and I try. You know, God help me. Oh, I try, Lord. Come on. The fire of God dissolves everything, so that when you're speaking the truth in love, it shows up as godly wisdom, not worldly wisdom. I'm not a worldly leader. I'm a spiritual leader.
Well, I have a message for you, and this message is coming from Jesus. So are you willing to listen to what he wants to say to you?
Well, if you're going to say something, the Holy Spirit inside of me is going to appraise the words I'm listening to let me know what's going on. So, yeah, go ahead.
Okay. One of the things we want you to understand is that everyone is exactly where they need to be. We want you to let go of the idea that anybody needs to be fixed, including you. Part of that acceptance and love that you are feeling, that beautiful love that comes from the Creator, that comes from your heart, is the unconditional love, which means that you accept everyone and everything exactly as it is. Even those times when you are talking with someone and you can see that they're just not getting it, you do not judge them. You do not ever judge. You simply send them love. And you realize that they are exactly where they need to be to learn what they are here to learn, so that they can move forward in their lives. And you know that God has the power to work through anything and everything. And so while you are doing what is coming from your heart, you are flowing with that connection with God, and that is wonderful, and that is beautiful. But remember that it is about you. You are here to be you. You are here to enjoy your life. You are here to live in the love and the beauty and the prosperity and the majesty of God. You are here to be you. It is not something that you have to do. It is not something that you are required to do. It is not something you will be punished for if you do not do. God loves you. God loves you. God loves you. And there's absolutely nothing required, because you have been given the freedom to choose, the complete freedom to choose. And so has everyone else. So let go of any need to change anyone. Just accept them as they are. And if you need something to say to them, simply say to them, God loves you. That's it. God loves you. There's nothing more you need to say. Because when you are saying that, you are conveying the energy of God's love to that person. And most of the time, that is what people need. They need to feel the love. So we encourage you to just be you, and to allow yourself to realize the truth of your own soul. And when you are doing that, you are automatically making the world a better place. Because it's not about what you do. It is about who you are being. So be the love that you know you are. and everything will work out fine. Okay, that's what he wanted to share with you.
Well, that's a comfort because it's true. It's true. That's the way it works, you know. Through the comfort, we can comfort other people who are going through similar situations that we have experienced in our own lives. That's mm-hmm. called an ability. It's called an ability to sympathize with people where they're at. Christ was the ultimate one. Jesus was the ultimate one, the great sympathizer, able to sympathize with everything and that we go through in our lives today, you know. I find in love, which is what you're talking about, this force, you know, the energy field that comes from the living part of ourself, which came from the earth. The earth is alive.
Mm-hmm.
She puts off negative ions that are good for us, you know. If you ever been next to the ocean or you've been next to a big old waterfall or anything where there's water and stuff, there's negative ions that come off of there and they're good for us. So, and then at the same time, you know, there's so much to learn. There's so much to learn. And when you have a hunger to want to learn, you know, God gives you the desires of your heart, especially when you want to learn from Him. And mm-hmm. Jesus, well, Christ has told us in the Word, He says that if anybody wants to be taught by the Father, then it was going to have to come to Him, which would be Jesus. This is what Christ was saying through that body that He had made for Himself. Mm-hmm. You know, so we get to learn about what Christ is teaching us today in the 21st century, which is something that's absolutely amazing, how God has done so much things that we can't even walk around saying how much we do for God, because that would be not right. It's not what we're doing, it's what He's doing. When God sets somebody free like this, that's because He sits on the seat of who you are, inside of who you are now, and so now you're having your being in His love, and there's nothing you can do about it. It's just that you're going to learn things. You know, you're going to learn. You're going to go through life now, but life's not going to beat you up, okay? Because God didn't put you on the sand; He put you on the rock, which is Christ, the Word of God, so that when you talk, you know, you can walk what you're saying, you know, because remember something, if you're practicing the actions of Christ in you, that's God backing up His word with action, you see? So it's Him doing it, not you. It's just that all day, every day. Well, even when I was mad and I was cussing up a storm and I was so mad, blah, 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 blah. Oh, even at that time, remember when Peter cut the Roman soldier's ear off?
Uh-huh.
And, you know, Jesus said, we're not taking the kingdom by force, you know. You see, He made a mistake. Remember King David? He was supposed to be out there on the front lines with Uriah, his best guy, out there fighting. But no, what was he doing? He was at home. And guess what happened? He got in trouble with the neighbor's wife, Bathsheba. And guess what? It just went on and on and on and on. And then look, if they had King Solomon, and what did King Solomon do? He got 1,000 wives and concubines and all this. He really took it to the next level. But look, at God sees your heart. And, you know, so these men, and there were women, are men and women after God's own heart. Remember, it's faith in Him. Back in the first century, they had to put faith in God because they were looking forward to the cross. But since we're over here in the 21st century, we get to look back to what Christ did on that cross that they were looking forward to. So it depends on what side you're on is what you're going to learn. And if you're on the 21st century side, you're not in the first century, then the Spirit's going to teach you what happened in the first century, because Christ was speaking to somebody in the first century, then you weren't there. He's letting you in on a conversation that he was having with them. So obviously you're not going to learn anything if you're not paying attention. So a lot of people make mistakes. We all do. It's inevitable. We're all going to make mistakes. But like people are having moments of realization that, hey, maybe there's something wrong with what man keeps saying because I hear something else. And when you taste how good God is, you're not going to want to go back to what man says anymore. Emma.
Yes, that's true. And one thing that that they really want you to focus on is unity, the oneness, knowing that everything is whole and complete exactly as it is right now. Everything's whole and complete exactly as it is right now. So make sure that everything you are doing is taking you more and more into the wholeness, the oneness. Because there is no separation, ever. You can't separate yourself from God. It's impossible.
No. No, that's why I have trouble with people saying the church. They'd be saying, oh, Jesus is coming back and all that. I'm just like, what? What? What do you mean Jesus is coming back?
You just let them believe whatever they believe, because that's what they need to believe for now. But you make sure you are always living in the oneness. And just surround
yourself. It's always that way.
Yeah.
It's always that way. And this is what happens, that when you stay in the Word of God, God changes what you think, what you say, and what you do. Otherwise, you're all over the place. Your thoughts, words, and actions are all over the place. You ain't saying anything. And the reason why people ain't saying anything is because, remember, the knowledge of good and evil, well, that's perverted. That's perverted. So if that's perverted, who can fix it? Well, we know God fixed it.
Yeah.
Because God teaches his children the difference between what's right and wrong. He teaches them love.
And that's
he doesn't
the
teach
important
his children,
thing.
He doesn't teach his children conflicting lessons. See, our earthly parents, people, teach people conflicting lessons. They say one thing and do another. That's a conflicting lesson. I don't care how you dice or slice it, but those things are little traumas to people's lives and their futures. Because
yeah,
they don't.
That's
when life
just
comes
how
at
people
them,
learn. And there's
well,
really nothing wrong with it.
There's nothing wrong with it.
It's just the way it is. And you
but,
just stay.
But there's people that don't understand.
And they will eventually. But that's their thing. And you don't have to do anything to help them. Or to change them or anything like that. You just stay.
No, I ain't trying to change nobody. Look, I got 17 years in prison. 17 years of my life I spent in prison. You know what I mean? I lived and breathed it.
Mm-hmm.
Penitentiary life, you know? OG, gangsters, yeah. You know? People, you know, long hair, buff, tattoos, all that good stuff, all the bells and whistles that a girl could ever dream of. It's all right here, baby. It's all right here. I'm telling you, man, this thing's like a, you look at this like a, it's just like, oh my goodness, you know, and that's the way it is. But you see, I had a different lifestyle. I wasn't a Betty Crocker's kid, you know, but see, now God took my past when he made himself real to me, you know, the reality of who he is, which is a consuming fire, which means that when God makes himself real to you, everything is gone. The only thing you get to see is him, and you're like, uh-oh, because when you see yourself, you're thinking, whoa, hold on a second, whoa, and God's like, no, you don't understand. I'm thinking, no, you don't understand, God. I'm thinking, no way, not me. Now, of course, that's my attitude because I don't know anything, right? Well, God had to teach me, didn't he? So he's been teaching
you were
me.
Ready
hello. And I'm thinking, wow, God, I like the way you move your body. The body of Christ is a movement. God's moving his body as we speak. And we're a part of this. We're an integral part of this body, the body of Christ. And when you enter the body of Christ, there's unity because there's humility. You have to come down off your spiritual mountaintop where y'all, you know, you got it going on and everything, because down here, God's doing a work. So his grace is going to humble you down here, and you're going to be able to humble yourself because you're interested in what God's doing. So you're humbling yourself down here because you want to see what God's up to. So you're not making it about you. You're making it about him. And people are starting to go, well, hold on a second.
A higher level of living.
Yeah, yeah.
And
yeah,
that's
exactly
what we all do. And you just let everyone come to that higher level at their own pace. And you focus on you, on who you are being.
All the time, man,
life.
Wherever I go.
Well, it sounds
people
like you're doing a wonderful job then. Well, good.
People
want to
hug me. People
want to
tell us all
life.
This good stuff. All the stuff they're doing, I have to look back and I say, God, they just loving you. They loving you inside of me because you make me look like you, God. And you're perfect. I'm thinking, well, these people must be getting something that's good, not only good, but very good, because God, he shows people things. And then when they go looking for the other stuff, they never have to see it again. It's gone. And if they try to bring it up or somebody else brings it up, God says, that's not how we do it in the relationship over here.
Mm-hmm.
Just the fact that you acknowledge him, he already fixed it. So you ain't got to be worrying about this and that, what they be saying, because it ain't got nothing to do with what they say. Hey!
Well, wonderful. Well, keep up the good work, because it sounds like you're doing a great job, and you already know who you are, so just open up more and more to your own understanding and your own growth and your own love, and your life is just going to get better and better. So, great,
I hope
Craig.
People's lives get better and better. If your life get better and better, then that's what time it is. Because I have nothing but love to give away. God reduced all my debt was reduced down to love. And that's the way it's always gonna be. Forever.
Wonderful. Well, thanks so much for calling, Craig. It was interesting talking to you. Okay, we're moving to our next caller, area code 860. Hi, Lisa.
Hi, Barbara Grace.
How are you doing today?
I need him to come teach my CCD class.
Well, I'm not sure exactly where he is, but I'm sure he'd be willing to.
That was very good. I didn't know if maybe perhaps Ask had a message for me today. I seem to be spinning again.
Okay, here's what she's saying. Relax. Breathe. Relax. Breathe. Relax. Breathe. And let go. Let go. Let go. Let go of everything that's coming up. Just let it go. Let it go. Let it go. Come back to the moment. This is the only time there is. This is the only time that matters. Let go. Come back to now. Take a nice deep breath. And just accept. Accept yourself. You are changing. You are becoming a most beautiful version of you that you have ever been. It's happening. And there's nothing you need to do but allow. 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 There. You are back at the now. How does that feel?
Much better. Thank you so much. Just that simple. Oof. Thank you.
Yes, stop floating off into those, whatever it is you float off into.
Okie dokie.
Stay in now and you'll be okay.
Okay, thank you so much.
Good. It's coming to you. Something, it feels really good. It's going to be happening soon. So be open to receiving it, whatever it is.
So lovely. Thank you so much. God bless you and have a wonderful week.
You too. Thanks for calling. Bye-bye. Okay. And our next caller is area code 347. Hi, who's this? Area code 347. Area code 347.
Hello.
Hi.
Oh.
I'm just talking away and you're not responding.
Hi, Barbara. This is Keisha. I'm up here cooking and washing dishes. Oh, God. How are you?
I'm doing great. What's on your mind?
Oh, my God. That caller before was so funny. He was he was very passionate, you know, in his viewpoint, but it's just so, you know, it's just so amazing that, you know, I don't know if people really just realize that there were so many, oh my God, so many cultures that have their own gods, you know what I mean?
Mm-hmm.
Way before Christianity or England, you know, the Vikings believed in Odin, you know, and mm-hmm. it was just, you know, everybody had their own thing. So it's just, everybody doesn't believe that way, you know?
And they don't require you.
Yeah, yeah, which is beautiful, you know, which is very, very beautiful. What was going on is I am really looking at beliefs and just analyzing things, and I really realized that a lot of so say, for example, if you have a belief and say the belief came from your parents' actions or something, and or maybe you even think your parent thinks that. But I realize that a lot has to do with your value system and giving your power away. And, you know, like, for example, you know, it's a choice to value whomever, wherever you got this belief from. It's a choice to value. Like, why are you valuing someone or something that may not be valuing you?
Mm-hmm.
And you know, you need to make yourself the highest, because you, you know, the highest authority, and you, you know, you're the authority in your own life.
Mm-hmm.
So I'm just really trying to, I want to just own my power and stop giving my power away to,
mm-hmm.
say messages from my childhood, or maybe I think my mother thinks this or believes this, or like, who cares? Like,
mm-hmm.
I want to really get into owning my power and feeling like I can, not thinking like a child anymore, you know, because when you're a child, you think you need this person to survive, but you're an adult now, you don't need this person to survive. So what
yeah.
do you care about? You know, it's like, if someone on the street says something to you, why is that, would that be, would you let that matter to you, or because you have a certain relationship with somebody else, you're letting their opinion value matter to you? And
mm-hmm.
I'm just trying to own my power, and mm-hmm. I'm looking for some ways to just really change my belief system, or change, because I know we have loyalties to our parents and their emotions and their happiness, and we sometimes blame ourselves for whatever they do. And I'm just looking to own my power, and I'm trying to figure out some techniques or some things or something I can do to kind of just change my belief system or my value system, and I guess value me and value my opinion or my feelings more than my mom's, I guess.
Good, wonderful. Wow, you are ready to let go. I'm so proud of you.
I graduated.
Okay, so let's see how they want to do this. Okay, here is the goddess Ash. So she is going to work on you and clear that stuff out of you right now. So here we go.
Okay.
Most people don't understand that honoring your parents does not mean that you become a duplicate of them. And so often people are taught that that is what they're supposed to do. They're supposed to grow up and be just like their mom, just like their dad, just like the people who
gave birth to them. After all, those people went through all the trouble to make them. That was actually troubling. But it is about letting go. It is about being you. It is about having the power and the courage to live your own life. That is one of the ways that you honor your parents, by being the very best version of you that is possible, not the very best version of them. So we are detaching you from those beliefs that you are whatever it is your parents said you were, and the belief that you have to be just like them, that you have to have their beliefs, that you have to carry forward their traditions, that you have to do things exactly the way that they did them. Oh, my goodness, we're just clearing all of that out of you. It is gone. Because you have the freedom to be you. And that means that you get to decide what is important to you. You get to decide who you are being in every moment. You get to decide how to live your life. And to know that you are making the best choices for you. Your parents did what they were meant to do. They taught you the things that you came here to learn. It's over. It's done. And there's nothing that you need to carry forward from that. And if you find that you are a completely different person than they were, then that's wonderful. Let yourself be. You are not here to be a duplicate. You are not a duplicate. You are not meant to be a duplicate. If everyone was a duplicate, this would be the most boring place in the world, or in all of the world. Can you imagine that? Every child was exactly like their parents. There would be no surprises. There would be nothing to look forward to. You would simply follow along the same tracks your parents followed along, everyone walking the same path over and over and over and over. What is the point? You are here to be you. You are here to learn who you are and to accept who you are. So we are clearing you. Clearing all of that old energy out of you. All of that energy that is not yours. You no longer need it. Let it go. Take a nice deep breath. How does that feel?
It feels very peaceful. It's like I'm feeling like I have permission to be myself. You know, to be the real me and not listen to my mother or not feel like I'm going to be punished by God, you know, for disobeying my mother. You know, that quote, honor thy mother and that father, and your days will be long. What about when they're not honoring you? So I think that probably was ingrained, you know, like kind of like to people please or give up your power to your parents or something like that.
Exactly.
Yeah, I feel like it's releasing. It's releasing its grip on me. Been doing a lot of analyzing and, you know, just realizing, you know, I definitely want to change. And I realized that I guess maybe my inner child has some childhood thinking that was in the way. So I'm just really trying to, you know, I don't know. Logic works with me as an adult. I don't know if logic works with your inner child.
Not always.
Right. Like, cause it's like, this isn't true. Why should we believe in this? And it's realizing I'm only believing in this because I'm valuing this person's opinion. It's like, well, why? Do they treat you like they value you? So what are you valuing them for? And even if it is, it's not serving you. So why hold on to it? But yeah, I'm just asking my angels and my guides for just guidance to help me, you know, release things and just have a whole new, you know, value system, which puts where I'm at the top, because my value system had me at the bottom.
Yes, and that's not where you're supposed to be.
Right. So I'm just changing that. And I actually, you know, the whole thing with Kobe Bryant is just, I mean, heartbreaking. And I've been crying for since I heard about it. And one thing I'm learning about him that I didn't know was that he just had kind of like his own belief system and, you know, a certain type of work ethic. And it just was, you know, different than a lot of other people's, and he just believed in certain things to get him where he wanted to go. And I just wanted, you know, just like, you know what, let me look at mine. And why am I, you know, it's like life is a choice now. I'm not a kid. So I'm getting to choose and agree or accept certain ideas and let go of certain ideas. That doesn't work. I don't even want to believe that idea. It's like, why do I have to believe that idea just because of who told it to me or who taught it to me? You know?
Well, okay, so you mentioned Kobe, and so now he's here. And
really?
And what he's saying is, I want to inspire you. I want to inspire you to live your own life. I don't want you to feel sad about any of it. I don't want you to feel sad about anything that happened to me. There is nothing to be sad about. I'm not sad. Things are just changing. That's it. There's nothing more to it. But if I can inspire you to allow yourself to become who you truly are, to live from your heart, to have a life that you love every single moment of, and it doesn't matter how long that life lasts because you are loving life. That is what I want. I want to inspire you to be the very best version of you that you can possibly be and to let go of all of that garbage that you were taught about who you are and who you're about to be and what is possible in your life, because it isn't the truth. You determine who you are. You determine who you are. And you are doing a wonderful job. So give yourself a pat on the back, because you are creating a magnificent you. Congratulations. I'm quite proud of you. Okay, that's what he wanted to tell you.
Oh, my God.
He's giving you a good thumbs up.
Oh, my God, Barbara. Are you kidding me?
No.
Oh, my God. That is, let me tell you, I've been on YouTube looking at so many videos about him, just learning stuff about him and just everything. And I even went to, like, I've been typing it, Kobe Bryant psychic reading, because I'm like, I just want to know why, like, and why did Gigi have to die, and why, and these teenagers, like, why, and oh, my God, oh, I love that message. Thank you so much, Barbara. Thank you, Kobe, and thank you, Ast. I'm just really grateful. I'm grateful, and, yeah, I'm ready to change, and I'm just looking for techniques to learn how to change, and if I can learn how to release emotions and release judgment systems and loyalties to other people, I feel I can be free.
Well, you know, you can simply decide that the old system no longer applies to you and that you are letting it go. That's it. Give yourself permission to recognize what no longer applies to you and let it go.
Yeah, that's what I'm going to do. And you know what I realized too? I mean, a lot of the beliefs I have never even applied to me. It was just that, you know, I'm learning from, say, from a parent's actions or anybody, teacher's actions. Kids make up a meaning behind someone, an experience, and then they blame themselves. Mm-hmm. Or they create these meanings. It's just not even true. Or they start to think things about themselves. Or even if someone did tell you that, that's their action. That has nothing to do with you. You know, that's like, how can you be responsible for, you know, someone else's way of thinking or someone else's actions, even if it's towards you? It reflects them, not you.
Mm-hmm.
And it's about, yeah, I've been, I guess, you know, internalizing things and letting other people's actions or non-actions validate me. And I'm just done doing that. And I'm done getting my power away. Yeah.
Oh.
Well, thank you, Vara. Thank you so, so much. Oh, I'm going to listen to this like for a week.
Okay.
this might be one of my favorite ever. Oh my God, that was so uplifting. I've been just going through it like I've been in mourning.
Well, let that go and use it. You know, use this as an inspiration in your life, seriously, for you to become better.
No, I am. I really, truly. I was in a gym the other day, and I was like, Mamba, it's a whole mentality yet. I would say Mamba mentality, Kobe wouldn't give up. So it's like, I'm using it, you know, to definitely inspire myself. But thank you so much. This was so beautiful. I wasn't even expecting this, but thank you so, so much. And for all your support,
You're welcome.
Well, have all a great day.
You too.
Okay, thanks. Bye.
Okay, and that is the show for today. Thank you all for being a part of it. I send you all lots and lots of love. And don't forget, you have the right to be you. Bye-bye, everybody.